The North Shore Healthcare Foundation hosts a workshop on June 14th designed to help people get going on their healthcare directives. And joining us now in the studio are foundation board members Katie Anderson and Jerry Lilja. Thank you both for coming in today.
Good to be here, Sherry.
So, will you explain to us what a healthcare directive is?
A healthcare directive is a document. It's actually a legal document once it's been signed and witnessed or notarized, and it essentially says what your wishes are if you reach a state of not being aware of who you are or being able to make decisions for your medical care. And so you can write in advance on this form, and we have a very good form available through the North Shore Healthcare Foundation, and that we will give everyone who comes to the workshop. It's about 5 or 6 pages, only there's just 2 or 3 pages to fill out and check some things off and write some thoughts out. And so it prepares anyone who would be working with you, a doctor, or a hospital, or care center, or anywhere else, for what your wishes are. And it also allows you to appoint a representative, a personal representative, who would act in your behalf if you're unable to take those actions or speak for yourself.
I think for a lot of us, we put it off. And Julie, you were talking about when you found out you needed one.
Right. I was having surgery one time, and the hospital called and asked me to bring my healthcare directive down. And I had mentioned that, you know, I hadn't gotten around to it. And they said, well, we won't let you in for surgery. We will not admit you unless you have one. And, you know, you felt so good once you have it done. And you know that everything is taken care of.
What do you think some of the barriers are for completion of? Why do we put it off?
Well, maybe we think we won't ever need it, but it is very important. And we're hoping that this workshop will be kind of a nudge to get people to complete it.
I think there's a psychological term. It's called denial. and we all have it. And I mean, I'm going to admit publicly here that I haven't done mine yet, and I'm on the committee to run this event, and that's going to make me do it.
It is, yes. So this event is titled Honoring Choices. What does that mean?
Actually, that's the name of this particular form of healthcare directive. It's a registered name, and this directive has 5 parts to it. Choosing your healthcare agent, and then allowing you to write instructions about what you'd like, and your hopes and wishes. So some of your hopes and wishes might be included that aren't medical. They might include end-of-life issues and things like that. And then there's a legal part to it that shows where you need to have it signed. And then it provides you with next steps on what you might want to consider. For this event, we are having a panel of people who would be able to answer questions. Dr. Mylon Schmidt from the clinic will be there. Ruth Ann Voss as a legal person. Father Seamus Walsh from St. John's Catholic Church. There will be 2 people there from the Care Partners.
Jeanette Lindgren and Kay Grindland will be there from Care Partners. And then Hilia Iverson, who is a social worker at the hospital and care center. Also, Mark Dittmanson, Reverend Dittmanson, is on our committee, and he'll be there as a resource person as well.
So are these people going to lecture, or are they going to work with the attendees? How is the morning structured?
When people arrive, they'll get a copy of the directive form to have as a reference. It's not that we're expecting people to fill it out at the workshop, but to learn what it's all about.
As a reference.
Yes. We'll have a panel for the first hour and a half, roughly, and each of these people we just mentioned will have about 10 or 15 minutes to speak. Take a break and get some coffee and a cookie, and then come back. Have a Q&A with everybody, and then have an opportunity to go into different corners of the auditorium at the Arrowhead Center and meet with one of those resource people, as you might choose to do, and have a little more discussion or questions answered.
Maybe it makes the process of filling this out a little less scary for us.
I hope so. And our plan is that the morning will be over by noon. People may wish to leave even before that if they have to or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's our time frame, 9:30 on Saturday, the 14th of June, till noon at the ACA.
Okay. Is there a charge for this?
No charge.
And do people need to register before they come?
Nope.
Just show up. Yep.
And I suppose you'd like everybody to come that hasn't completed their directive?
Well, that would be nice. However, even if you have one, I have one, but I'd like to relook at it, and I might want to update it. And this particular form might have some other areas that weren't covered in my original form. So just because you have it done doesn't mean you shouldn't come.
Very good. Yeah, maybe it is something that we need to look at periodically.
One other comment, which is that this whole idea of choosing a personal representative to speak for you, if you're at a point where you know who that might be, you might invite them along if they're here to learn more about this at the workshop. It's open to anybody of any ages, too. I mean, the fact is that people could have a health crisis and be in this situation at any age, not simply at an elderly age.
Like Julie having surgery.
Right.
Exactly.
Or a car accident where you weren't able to speak for yourself.
Right.
It'll be informal. It'll be friendly. It'll be helpful. No shame in not having done one yet.
Okay.
Believe me.
It might open the opportunity to talk to your family members about what your wishes are, which is a great, great thing to talk about.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't come along alone. Bring somebody. Bring a family member or someone else.
We've been speaking with Jerry Lilja and Katie Anderson, board members in the North Shore Healthcare Foundation, about a workshop a week from tomorrow, June 14th, Honoring Choices, Completing Your Healthcare Directive. I thank you both for joining us. Oh, we should give the phone number if people want more information. The office of the North Shore Healthcare Foundation, that phone number is 387-9076. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry and Julie, so much.